Today we're exploring innovative approaches to education, new ways schools are trying to solve old problems. We'll begin in the Oakland Unified School District, where for many students, success doesn't just mean getting good grades. It means preparing for an eventual job, maybe college, and learning to live independently while handling the challenges of growing up. In 2011, 30% of African American students in Oakland dropped out of school, double the dropout rate statewide. And among the most likely to leave were young Black men. These are big challenges, but the staff at Oakland High School on MacArthur Boulevard doesn't think they're insurmountable. It's one of seven schools recruiting young men for a new district project called the Manhood Development Program. It aims to keep young men in school and help them build life skills. Reporter Angela Hopkins takes us inside.
I'm walking alongside the mural called Beautiful Struggle in front of Oakland High School. Frida Kahlo, Che Guevara, and Malcolm X are just a few of many social activists portrayed here. This mural also reflects a student body made up predominantly of students of color. 51% are Asian, 29% Black, 16% Latino, and 1% white. After I've entered the school's gate, guarded by security officers, I'm free to roam the hallway in search of the Manhood Development Program's office. It's here where I meet Mr. Tiago Robinson.
I dropped out in ninth grade. I didn't have me when I was going in school. I couldn't relate to anyone.
Robinson has been running the Manhood Development Program at Oakland High since 2009.
I mean, you hear all these things like, you know, go to school, stay in school, but nobody really actually teach you how to do those things. It's just easier to say, hey, go to class.
Robinson doesn't just say, go to class. It's his job to teach these boys how to become men.
So manhood is just really just teaching them how to be a young man, how to be accountable for your actions.
How to be accountable, but also how to learn life's lessons.
You are going to make mistakes, but it's how you make your mistake and how you learn from your mistake and getting up and just striving to be the best that you can be.
Being the best you can be is no easy task. According to recent reports, 20% of African-American males are chronically absent, while suspension rates for African-American males are six times higher than that of whites. The Manhood Development Program is stressing the importance of education in the most realistic way possible.
My brother's 2 years older than me. He's 36 years old. He has been a gangster rapper since we were 14. Y'all find it funny, I know.
Wearing a variety of hoodies, blue jeans, and baseball caps, 14 young Afro-American men, along with Robinson, are gathered to hear Mr. Flagg speak. But this isn't just any ordinary classroom. This manhood development class is where guest speakers like Flagg come every week to talk about how education can provide options to the street life.
So my brother has been, doing this for a long time, man. I came into the kitchen one time, my parents were gone, he had a razor blade, he had an old, like, little aspirin or Excedrin or something. He was carving this thing up. I'm like, what are you doing?
Cutting rocks.
He's cutting some rocks, man. I tell the story to say he dropped out of school in the ninth grade. That was his last year of high school. Hayward High, he dropped out. And to make little ends meet now, he has a whole pickup truck. He drives around and he helps folks haul their stuff. That's his hustle.
Unlike his brother, Mr. Flagg is a college graduate and currently represents Hild College. Later during this visit, he will also discuss college programs the students may be interested in. But first, they'll have to get college ready. That's Jasmine Noble's job, another manhood development mentor.
We are preparing just, for them to take exams so they know how to fill out the different CSUs, UC applications, community college.
College readiness is just one phase of the program. Getting through to them is another matter entirely.
Okay, you're dealing with 9th and 10th graders, First of all, they don't know you. You have to build trust. You have to bridge that gap. So just giving them like a little history about me, they respect that because, again, it's like children, youth, they're going to watch you more than anything. You can give them a full hour lecture of all the scholarship opportunities you may have, but a student wants to know, how did you do it? I'm coming from, how did you make this happen? And I think that's the most important thing that I can show. And I can come with resources that can be used.
Like her students, Jasmine grew up in Oakland's inner city and says she attended subpar schools. Eventually, however, she reached college.
I still kept my goal. You know, it took me 7 years to finish undergrad, but I had a goal, and I stuck to it.
She stuck to it through hardship and grief. One of her brothers was murdered.
You know, and then I share that with my students sometimes, and they respect that because, unfortunately, you know, the natural cause of a lot of African-American males in the inner-city communities is homicides, you know. So it's like, unfortunately, that's the topic of discussion. But I also let the students know that's not normal. That's, you know, that's something's wrong with that. And so I just use it as my motivation.
Utilizing motivation like that is one of the goals of the manhood development class. As I continue to sit in on the session, Mr. Flatt tells the inspirational story of African-American boxer Andre Ward, who grew up in the East Bay, trained at a gym in Oakland, and eventually fought his way to a gold medal at the 2004 Olympics.
For boxing, right, if you're in the gym, you prepare for a major title fight. Your gym, you might have one speed bag, an old kind of worn out heavy bag, and that's about it, right? But the fighter you're training against, state-of-the-art facility. Can you still out-train that person?
Yeah.
Can you still put yourself in a better situation to out and fight?
Yeah.
What does it take?
Hard work, dedication,
initiative.
Oh, man, I love all those words. All of that. Hard work, initiative, dedication. Right. Now, some folks are in a fight. They don't even know they're getting ready for a fight. They don't even know that you're getting ready for a fight. So they're not even trained. They don't even hit the bag once.
Fighting your way through obstacles is one of the many themes of the Manhood Development Program. Jasmine Noble says hearing from successful black men is teaching them what it is to be a man.
Them also seeing, you know, black men who've went to college and just like seeing it for themselves, you know, people that can relate to them. I think that's the goal of the program, to actually see. So if you see, you can believe it, you know, and kind of like teaching them what faith is by actually seeing it, because sometimes that can be abstract for a lot of people.
Tiago Robinson wants to make sure this program is concrete, not abstract.
If they fell in a class, it's mandatory that they have to make that class up. So they have to spend out of the week at least 2 days with that teacher to kind of figure out what went wrong. But I do that is because then they build a relationship with their teacher. And then also they can kind of see, you know, where they made their mistakes. So the next 6 weeks, that grade would go up.
I asked Tiago why he thinks the Manhood Development Program matters.
It matters because it's important. I think it's good to pass the torch on to the younger generation to do what they want to do. Because, you know, I'm going to be an old man at one point, and I want them to be able to take care of the country and take care of the city and run things the right way. And I think they can do it, but they just need to be taught.
Although there is no easy way out of Oakland's inner city, through hard work, initiative, dedication, and courage, these 9th and 10th graders have a fighting chance of making their dreams come true. Take a moment and listen to some of the dreams students shared with me.
My name is Barry Williams, and what I see myself doing is being an owner of Sony.
My name is Jesse, and I see myself as a fire chief and a doctor.
My name is Kenneth. I see myself going into the Navy.
My name is Naquan. I see myself as somebody in criminal justice, a lawyer, or a chef.
My name is Byron, and I see myself as an engineer.
My name is James, and I see myself being a lawyer.
My name is Rico, and I want to be an engineer.
My name is Tiago, and I see myself doing what I'm doing.
Which is trying to steer his Oakland High students to college and success beyond high school. For Cross Currents, I'm Angela Hopkins.